Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here. Welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom in just 5 minutes. Now, who here feels like they're walking around with a little bit of a mask on? Not the superhero kind, but more like the "I gotta be who everyone expects me to be" kind of mask. Ever feel that pressure to fit into a certain mold, to play a role instead of just being yourself? Yeah, I get it. It's tough out there, trying to navigate this world while staying true to your core. But guess what? Today's episode is all about ditching those masks and embracing the real you, because authenticity, my friends, is where the magic happens. Listen up, because we're diving into 5 key takeaways that will help you unlock your inner badass and radiate genuine confidence. First off, stop comparing yourself to others. Seriously, it's a total waste of time and energy. We all have our own unique paths, strengths, and weaknesses. Trying to keep up with the Joneses, or whoever your social media feed is obsessed with, just leads to frustration and self-doubt. Remember, you are not in competition with anyone else but yourself. Your journey is your own, so focus on becoming the best version of you. Next, identify your values. What truly matters to you? Is it kindness, creativity, adventure, honesty? Figure out those core principles that guide your decisions and actions. Once you know what you stand for, living authentically becomes a whole lot easier. It's like having an internal compass that points you in the right direction, even when things get messy. Now, let's talk about embracing imperfection. Perfection is an illusion. Nobody's perfect, and honestly, striving for it is exhausting. Embrace your flaws, learn from your mistakes, and don't be afraid to show up as your authentic self, warts and all. You know that feeling when you finally let go of trying to be perfect and just be yourself? That's pure freedom. Speaking of freedom, don't be afraid to say no. Setting boundaries is crucial for living an authentic life. Protect your time, energy, and emotional well-being by saying no to things that drain you or don't align with your values. Remember, it's okay to prioritize yourself and what matters most to you. Lastly, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. We all make mistakes, have bad days, and stumble along the way. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, and learn from your setbacks. Remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance just as you are. Okay, let's get real for a minute. You know that feeling when you finally land a new job, and you're super excited about it? But then, you start to feel this pressure to be the perfect employee, to impress everyone, and maybe even change who you are to fit in with the company culture. You might start putting on a facade, trying to be someone you're not. Sound familiar? This happens all the time. We get caught up in wanting approval and validation, and before we know it, we're hiding parts of ourselves that make us unique. But here's the thing. Authenticity attracts genuine connections and success. When you show up as your true self, people connect with you on a deeper level. They appreciate your honesty, your vulnerability, and your individuality. So how can we resist those pressures and embrace our true selves at work? First, identify your core values and communicate them clearly. Second, find ways to incorporate your passions and interests into your work. Maybe it's suggesting new ideas, volunteering for projects that excite you, or simply finding small ways to bring a bit of yourself to the table. Third, don't be afraid to speak up. Share your thoughts, opinions, and perspectives, even if they're different from the norm. Remember, true success comes from being your authentic self, not from conforming to someone else's expectations. Okay, recap time. Today we talked about 5 key takeaways for embracing your true self. Stop comparing yourself to others, identify your values, embrace imperfection, say no to things that don't align with you, and practice self-compassion. And remember that real-world example? You know, the job thing? Well, by being your authentic self at work, you not only boost your own happiness and fulfillment, but you also create a more genuine and positive work environment for everyone around you. So, what's one small step you can take today to embrace your true self? Maybe it's saying yes to something that excites you, sharing your opinion in a meeting, or simply taking a moment to appreciate all the amazing things about you. Until tomorrow, keep shining bright and remember, the world needs your unique light. K Catch you on the flip side.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.